The Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU baseball team, Mauricio Gomez, infielder from Venezuela. Mauricio, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. It's an honor.
You played in every game last week that BSU played. Just flat out, how nice was it to get on the field for an entire week?
It was pretty nice. I've been getting more opportunities by coach, and this week I had a chance to perform at a high level, and it was pretty nice to be out there in the field, being this my last year and enjoying some playing time.
7 hits last week. How much of that it can be, you know, correlated to just getting at bats and being able to play and getting comfortable at the plate?
I think hitting, it's a lot about a feeling, and when you get at bats and you have that mindset that you're in the zone, the hits will fall. And I got almost half of my at bats just in last week, and it was a nice week. Even wish we had a better result in the games, but still it was nice to have 7 hits.
Play third base for the Beavers, and be honest, early in the year the grass isn't green yet. You get some nasty hops there at third base, don't you?
Oh yeah, you get some that. Well, third base is not that bad in our field, but lately the weather's been awesome. The grass is great. We've been taking good care of the field, and you'll get some hard hit balls at third, but the field's in a pretty nice condition right now.
Safe to say that you and Juan Malero, both being from Venezuela, hang out around each other a lot?
Yeah. We live together, and we've actually been together for the 4 years in college. We're really good friends, and it's been nice to be able to have someone that you can relate to and have the same experience than you, especially being from the same place.
Does it make the culture shock of moving to northern Minnesota a little bit easier?
It did. I'm used to it now. The biggest thing was the winter weather. Besides that, I really like it up here, and having someone that you can relate to, and the cultural shock, it's there. It's not that big, but it's definitely different from home.
You guys need to play well here the next week and a half if you want to make it into the playoffs. In your mind, what needs to be fixed? What needs to be done to get you guys into the top 6?
Well, we have to put everything, all the things together, all the elements of the game together. I feel like we have games that our pitching's been great, and then we can't put offense, and then when we put some runs, we gave up more runs. So even though we played some good competition this week, we have to come up with a winning record this week if we want to make the playoffs, especially going down to Mankato this weekend. It's a very important series for us, and it would be nice to take that series from them, and it would give us also the good momentum to be in a good position to make the playoffs.
All right. Good luck, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.